Hi, I'm Tanner, and that's not my story to tell.
And I'm Freddie, and I'm done, and I'm over the games.
And we're gay besties.
Fred!
She talks like she has a mouth full of nails.
Her jaw, the Scalington that has the jaw that hangs.
Oh my god, shut
that's
up.
That bitch looks like, that ugly big jawed bitch. But she do got a big boxy ass face, don't she? That bitch is ugly as fuck.
And we're gay besties.
We're gay besties.
And we like boys.
Yes, we like gentlemen, but we are intelligent, young, growing men.
Who like big dick.
Yeah. Sure.
And welcome back to the podcast. Yes.
Okay,
Mariah.
Falsetto.
Okay. Am I a crackhead Mariah Carey? Well, so Mariah Carey. Right.
Yo, that bitch is getting kind of chunky.
I know.
I saw a picture of her the other day. I was like, god damn, that bitch is shaped like the letter S.
No, because the lambs are going to come after us and kill us. That's her fans, the lambs.
Goodbye, bitch. I don't give a fuck. The barbs will end them. Oh.
We're
barbs, and I kind of follow Cardi a little bit. I'm actually a part of the Barty gang, too.
I'm a Swiftie and a Katie Cat. Anyways, that's not what this show's about.
Katie Cat?
That's Katie's fans.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, we're seeing Katie in Vegas. But before we go to Miami.
Wait, where? Wyoming?
Miami.
Oh, Miami.
Yeah, we're going to Wyoming.
Who's like,
yeah, I want to go to Wyoming.
Your mom. You see the pig races?
Shut the fuck up. Pig races.
Your mom is a pig
race. I think
race.
I went to a pig race once. I think we had a pig race once because we lived on a pig farm. Yeah.
Bitch, what in the fuck?
Did I ever tell you the story?
Tell the story, bitch, because now I'm like, y'all motherfuckers played with the pig?
No, it's not about the pig fart, about the pig race. So, this is not part of the topic that we're talking about. I'm just saying this real quick. So my stepdad's family sold our house from underneath us. because his great-grandma died, mm-hmm. or grandma, yeah, his grandma died. But it was supposed to go to him, right? Mm-hmm. But they were like, no, fuck it, we're selling it. So they sold it from underneath us. We ended up buying it.
Why did he not just go to probate and fight that on probate that was supposed to go to him, but they still try to sell it?
I don't know, he's dumb, he's white. He's a fat Italian man who don't know nothing, so.
Oh, he's Italian?
Yeah, it don't look like it. He got a Italian last name. So there were just people walking through our fucking house and walking around our property, like looking at everything, taking pictures of our house and stuff. Like, that was so creepy.
While
like,
they
I was
were
a child.
In the house?
Yes, I was like a child.
Supposed to walk in the house?
Yes.
So if y'all watching TV, some motherfucker would just walk in and be like, yeah, like, here's the kitchen.
And they're like, hey, are you watching Paula Deen? Let me sit down on the couch. I'm like, bitch, fuck you.
Oh,
who do you think you are?
Who are these people?
But let's get to our first segment. Da, 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 da. Oh. I think we need like a song like a talking shit.
Oh, that was cute.
Talking shit. Yeah. So Freddie went first last time. I'm gonna go first.
Yeah, you go first this time. So Tanner, who is someone or something that you hated in 21 and you brought it to 22 or you don't want to bring it?
I don't want to. Annoying white bitches who just want a gay friend. I fucking hate it. And I absolutely hate when they're like,
oh, I actually have another gay friend. You want to fuck them and get to know them? No, bitch.
Do they not realize we...
I love when you say bitch.
Do they not realize we fucking hate other gays?
Gays don't like other gays.
Yeah, I don't like gay people, literally.
It's competition.
Yeah, we're competing for dick. Like, I don't give a fuck about Tracy or Trey or whoever the fuck, Trevor or some crackheads. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to meet, and I have a type. They don't realize, they think that, oh, we're gay, so we like all other gays. Do they like all other straight men? No. We have types just like regular people. Like, I don't like twinks. You like, cockroaches. Or did.
Excuse me?
I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna say, damn, bitch.
You like shorter, hairy guys, you know?
Oh my god, yeah.
Hairy guys are. But yeah, white bitches that just think that they know gay people, and they're like,
so oh. Fag hags? No, a fag hag is someone who's only friends with gay people, right?
So my
is definition. Is our friend a fag hag?
Technically, yeah, really? Yeah, she'd be a fag hag.
Okay, but she's bi.
You could be a fag. Okay, so to me, a fag hag is just like she's just a friend with a gay guy, and she just like she just loves the culture. Like I work with a fag hag, and fag hag is
so
endearing.
So Haley was a fag hag, kind
of. She's a fag.
Or just a hag.
Haggardly. Bitch is she's
have
Hagrid.
Ever,
she's Hagrid from Harry
have
Potter.
Have you ever played The Witcher?
No.
Okay, so there's like a, it's called an old hag or whatever. It's by a cabin in The Witcher 3, and it's like women who were like cursed, and they look like these big ass hags. That's what Hey Babe looks like. I'm gonna show you a picture after. I'll put one up now, but continue.
Oh my god. But yeah, like, just bitches that, it's so annoying. And then they, I hate straight bitches at the club. At the gay clubs. No, this is our fucking place. We're supposed to be safe here. Bitch, go to your little club, disco down, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Disco down?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Like, get the fuck out of here. They're so fucking annoying. Like, when that one bitch stepped on my fucking toe, and then I got after her, and that fat, your one friend, who failed cop school, tried to hit me and shit. No, I hate white bitches like that.
See, those are hags from The Witcher.
Oh my god, that does look like Hey Babe. I didn't know they modeled it after
her.
She
should give her money. She should
go. Oh my gosh.
You guys, mom,
they got the tongue right too, and they got the mole. They got the warts. Oh, those titties
and the belly button. Hey Babe had some good.
I'm not gonna say who the titties look like, but. She be breastfeeding. But yeah, that's what I hate. What about you?
So I hate bitches I went to high school with, honestly. bitches are just fucking annoying, and they're just fucking retarded, and it pisses me off. And yes, I use that word, it's not a mean way. They're just fucking annoying, and like bitches from my high school. Literally, you know, the ones who try to seem like they're, like, above and beyond, they really ain't doing shit with their lives. Like, they look like shit. There's one, he went off to, like, New York to be a dancer. And I was like, okay, you still look like shit. And then there's one, that is just ugly. Still ugly. Like, this bitches. No, actually, I still hate my, I had a really close group of friends in high school.
Yeah,
everyone did. I was the only guy, and it was, like, me and four girls, right? We're really close.
Because you a fag.
Well, not that. It's also because we were African-American. But, you know, we were just close. Mm-hmm. Just always at each other's houses, you know, doing track together, mm-hmm. doing sports together. Really fucking close.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed a mental health issue. When I was 16, that's when my anxiety came mm-hmm. in. And, y'all, when that shit hit me, I didn't know what to do. Like, I realized, like, I have anxiety, I have depression. So, I ran away, like, four times because I'm retarded. And, like, these friends quit being my friends because I was running away. And no one ever talked to me and asked me how I was doing mentally. You know, like, what was going on? And I think that's why I'm such a harsh bitch now, is because, like, you know, the people I grew up with for years, like, we were friends in middle school, high school, you know, part of elementary school, like, just kicking it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to develop that issue, and I was the only one in that friend group that I think developed that issue, or maybe I was the only one that showed it outside,
yeah.
You know? But
some people hide it.
They literally just dropped me. I came back to school. I couldn't hang out with them no more. Like, they, like, shunned me from their group. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
Call them out. What's their names?
I'm not going to say their names. It's not worth it. It's fucking retarded.
Fuck them. If you, any of them bitches that did that to my little friend, fuck you. You're ugly. Your pussy stink. Your mom's a hoe. And your dad, I probably fucked him. Because he's probably on Grindr. Y'all are fucking ugly. Fuck all you.
But there's one. Okay, I'll describe this. So there's one who's like cool as fuck. Well, I thought she was cool.
Yeah, fuck
she's
her.
She's now a stripper.
Yeah, fuck her.
There's another one.
Hope she gets an STD.
Who still lives with her mom because I seen them at the store.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And there's another one. She's kind of cool. I talked to her a little bit.
No, fuck her.
Well, she wasn't. Well, yeah, no, she fucking was. We're friends on Facebook. She had kids and everything, but yeah, just quit talking to me.
Yeah, your kids are ugly.
I think it was her choice. I think it was because of that first bitch I just described.
She's her own bitch. I'm sorry. Is she her own bitch? Is she up
here? She is, but that first bitch that I told you about, she thought she ran our group and was, like, stronger minded than us.
Well, she's a simple bitch. She's a simple bitch because she's a follower. Fuck that bitch. If you're listening to this, actually send her the link. If you're listening to this, your kids are ugly.
Simple bitch.
Simple bitch. Simple mind at home.
But that, I really do have a grudge on them because that's pretty fucked up.
That is fucked
because
up.
Because I feel like I'm a ride or die friend. I'm a loyal friend. And if my friend starts going through something, you know, I make excuses for all my friends a lot. To my other friends, I'm like, yo, they're going through something mentally. That there's a mental health issue. You need to watch it. You know, why are you laughing?
I'm not.
I'm like, you know, it's a mental health issue. And I see that because when I came out with mine, my thing is I was raised to when you realize there's a problem or there's a problem, you fucking
address it.
You fucking fix it. So when I realized, you know, I have anxiety and depression, doctor, get on medication, therapy, fix it, control it. I know that if, when I'm not on medicine, I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to other people. I know I'm not going to do that to myself. So I take my medicine, I go to, I talk to people, I go to counseling. I don't keep things in no more.
Right.
The only thing I keep in is anger. I keep in anger because, And that's not healthy, because whenever I have enough and I do unleash, it's bad, because I'm just a fucking dick. Like, I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are. I don't care who's mom, who's grandma, who's auntie, bitch. I don't give a fuck if you, you know, writing me a check to fucking end all my debt. I don't give a fuck, bitch. You all types of bitches and niggas. I do not give a fuck when I
read
some of that. But I need to
yeah.
I need to do better. Start talking about my anger stuff, too, instead of just my anxiety and stuff.
Yeah.
I do have a stutter, too.
Your stutter's been, I haven't even noticed it recently.
Medicine. Because
medicine helps with a stutter?
It's anxiety.
Oh, okay.
Some people don't understand that a stutter is anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's anxiety either because you have a brain issue, or it's anxiety because you have, like, mental health. There are some people that stutter because, you know, they have a...
Why did you put your chest when you said mental health?
I don't know. Mental health. But some people do have a stutter because, you know, a brain issue is fucking, like, you know, they're vocal and all that. But you also can hype that up because of your anxiety, because you know, oh, fuck, a word's about to come out.
Yeah.
That was me in high school before I, you know, and middle school before I got medicated and doing my therapy and everything. I was scared as fuck to talk to people. I was scared because I was like, duh, duh. And that's why I sung a lot. And folks don't know that I sung a lot in school and would just be in class singing. Some people live for the fortune. Just start singing.
Because you can't stutter when you sing. You can't
stutter when you sing. And that's why I used to love singing, because I didn't stutter. Mm-hmm. And I was just, because I'm free.
Free.
You know, just free.
Yes.
But...
So, moral of the story, you know, if you notice you have, like, some mental health issues, see a doctor, see a psychologist.
See a doctor, and, you know, if you lose friends over it, fuck it.
Fuck, they weren't friends in the first place if they're not gonna...
Do what's best for you.
They're not gonna get you at your best if they can't see you at your worst, like Nicki Minaj wrote.
That's what Marilyn Monroe wrote.
Gross, that's what... is this how Marilyn Monroe felt.
I hate you. Okay.
They know that Nicki a poet. But yeah. Also, I wanted to remind you guys, if you could send some questions or some comments
to our email
or Gmail, gaybestiespodcast@gmail.com. RIP headphone users, I am so fucking sorry.
Y'all are okay.
Oh my god. So today I thought we would talk about food because we love food.
Yeah, we're talking about our favorite food, where we don't like, what we don't like, and why we don't like it, and what is our worst food experience we've ever had.
Yes. Yeah. So let's start with, like, what's your worst? Like, okay, best fast food, worst fast food.
This is hard, because I think all fast food is fucking nasty, but we eat it because we want something fast.
Yes.
I gotta start out with the worst. The worst fast food, I think, is Hardee's.
Go off, yeah.
Nasty as fuck.
Hey, that it is.
That shit, it stinks. Like, it stinks. And, like, the bread is soggy. Like, it stinks. I ordered a ham and cheese melt, and I was like, they can't fuck this up and make it soggy because it's only ham and fucking cheese. I got it, like, directly out the drive-thru, opened it. That bitch is drenched in just some type of, like, water. And I'm like, are they boiling the meat or something?
Okay, so what... I worked at Hardee's. Hardee's is my least favorite, too, because I worked there. So the ham comes pre-portioned in this little container.
Oh, this is nasty.
So you take it out of the fridge from the bottom of the nasty, you know, thing, and you put a piece of cheese on it.
Okay.
And you plop it in the microwave, and you put it off for, I think it's 45 seconds.
Okay.
And then you bloop, put it on a piece of bun.
Boop. Soggy ass bun.
Yep, and then you...
Bloop. Why is the bread always soggy? Is the bread in some water sitting?
I don't know why it would be soggy. It goes, so you butter it, and then you put it through the toaster.
The buns I've had weren't buttered and toasted.
They doing it wrong then. I don't know.
It's a raw ass bun.
I don't know where you be getting yours from, but.
That place is fucking nasty. And their drinks are always flat too.
Yes.
And I don't understand why.
But mine, the one I worked at, had a freestyle machine, and I'd be drinking.
I don't like freestyle machines because I feel like my Sprite tastes like Coke always. And I don't know.
Are you sure you ain't getting Coke?
You know what? You're right. Because I only
Why's it brown?
Ooh. I only eat Hardee's when I'm brown. Because that's why DoorDash delivers late.
I do miss their mushroom Swiss, their burger.
That was a good ass sandwich. When I lived in Georgia, that's all we ate was Hardee's because that's what the folks I stayed with liked.
Them ugly bitches.
Yeah, because the all star meals. The meals that come with a spicy chicken sandwich, a regular sandwich, and then a drink.
Remember when they did that all-American burger, which had the fucking chips and a hot dog on
yes.
it? Yeah, I worked there when they had that shit.
How did y'all assemble that?
Okay, so...
This is fucking cringe! Why bitch was on crack or meth in the back?
That's not even like... the worst thing that they ever... So, we had to cook these nasty-ass hot dogs.
Oh, like you charboiled them?
No. We boiled them. We boiled them in water, I think.
That's kind of cringe.
Or no. Oh, I think we put it in the oven, and then we had to keep it in, like,
warmer.
Yeah, warmer.
Put some water to, like, steam it.
Yeah. Okay. But that shit would get so fucking nasty so quick, and no one would want to make them because you had to put them in the fucking oven.
Ew.
So, you started with a bun. You put the... I think it had, like, ketchup and mustard and onion and, like, lettuce and stuff. And then you put the fucking random chips on there. And then you put the patty. And then you put the hot dog. And then you put it all together. That shit was nasty as fuck.
Did you ever try one?
No. I was not that kind of
girl. I tried one. It was not popping. But the person I was staying with, his brother, was like...
Because he was a stoner. That's a stoner fucking sandwich.
That is a stoner.
Which, I mean, I wasn't a stoner back then, so maybe if right now I'm a stoner, so maybe I would like it.
Let's make ourselves homemade ones.
Yes, but with like a brat.
Ooh.
I love brats.
That'd be good as fuck. A brat.
Thick ass brat. I like a dick like a brat. Oof. Anyways.
But
what about your favorite? Because we have the same worst.
My favorite fast food.
That is so hard. Because it all depends
Pan
on the.
Express.
Oh, yeah, Panda Express is good.
I would say. And then after Panda.
Because they're consistent. I have never went to Panda Express.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
These motherfuckers. It depends on what location you go to in
that
this
is
town.
True.
So this is one Chinese bitch who works at the one in Mays.
Uh huh.
That shit be fresh, always.
Oh, yeah.
And then I hear her think, no, I need da, da, blah, blah. Like, her shit.
That's Freddie saying all that shit.
Being racist, I'm just saying, like, she yelling, like, corporate, fried, noodle. Like, she's saying, like, make new fresh. Like, her
shit is
always fresh, but that's a far ass drive to get that. So I go to the one.
But if the white bitches work there, it's
the white bitches, they work at the one here. But and that shit is fucking disgusting.
I don't know, but I guess.
But I still eat it.
What was your other one?
Arby's. I love Arby's. I'm probably the only bitch ever. I take that back.
No. The boy I was talking to before this that broke up with me, mm-hmm. he likes Arby's. I should have seen that as a fucking red flag.
So he likes Arby's. Okay, I take that back, Arby's. I would say Sonic.
Yes. What do you like about, like...
I just like how fast it is. Actually,
it's... It can't be slow as fuck.
It's been going downhill, actually, recently at mm-hmm. the one here because of all the shortage and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And the employees are, like, overworked and everything. And the one here, the air conditioner unit keeps going out. So they're like, oh, we have no ice cream or slushy. I'm like, bitch, that's why I came here.
Oh, is this Sonic or McDonald's?
It's both. But I just love their burgers. It just tastes so good. Yummy. And then their onion rings. And then I love a grape limeade. I love limeades. Mm-hmm. Grape limeade is my favorite. And then their Blast, I'm not a big fan of. Yeah. Which I'm not a big fan of, like, soft-serve ice cream anyway.
I love soft-serve ice cream.
I'm not a big fan of it.
My favorite would either be... I love Brahms.
Their burgers.
But they're very inconsistent.
How?
Because back in the day, when my mom would be like, yeah, we're getting Brahms. I'd be like, oh my gosh, you're getting Brahms! Because it was... It was, you know, it wasn't like we ate out all the time, you know? And it was always really good. But nowadays, I will get it, and then, like, the chicken, like, if you get grilled chicken, it's going to be the fucking toughest chicken.
Like rubber?
Yes. Ew. Yes. The fries, if those fries ain't fresh.
They're not the vibe.
Their shakes are, mwah, chef's kiss. But Brahms is really good. Or Sonic. Sonic's pretty inconsistent. I would say Taco Bell, but Taco Bell is the most inconsistent.
I think they're... Okay, so I ordered a steak chalupa. Tell me why I tasted like canned, like, stew. Yeah, like stew meat. Like canned stew meat is how it... Like,
It changed.
It used to be like actual, like, dry, like, steak. It's like I tasted steak, but now I taste like a steak in a gravy. Like, I really think it's, like, dog food. It's not good.
Yeah, I love Taco Bell, but they're so inconsistent, and...
All these changes...
And have you tried their wings?
I want to try the wings. I actually do kind of want to...
I've heard they're kind of good, but then I heard they're kind of bad.
Really? I want to try them just because I like chicken wings, but why the fuck is a taco place spelling chicken wings? But again, KFC and Taco Bell used to be together,
mm-hmm.
so...
Yeah,
cringe as fuck!
Literally, what is your, like, I know what your favorite kind of food is.
Well, I'm
Chinese food.
Oh my god, I fucking love Chinese food. My favorite is shrimp fried fucking rice.
Oh, so good.
If someone gave me just a big ass fucking bowl of it, that shit's gone in 3 minutes. I bet you, because I'm just, hand me some soy sauce. I just love, and it's all also because I just love shrimp, and like, I'm Hispanic, I love rice. Like, if I can have rice with everything...
Grandma be making the best fucking rice. I love Puerto Rican rice.
She makes rice with everything. Which, I love it. I love rice.
I love, like, rice. It's so good. It's so versatile.
I just love rice. It's just the texture, I think. I'm really obsessed with
and,
rice.
Like, when it's fried and it's kind of crunchy a little bit. So good.
Oh, I forget what it's called at the bottom. But after on the bottom, we snack on that. It's just, like, that crunchy mm-hmm. burnt rice. Oh, so
good.
Fucking good. I love rice. What is your favorite... type of, like...
Either Mexican food or sushi.
Jose Peppers, bitch. You love you some Jose Peppers.
That's not my favorite. There's a Mexican restaurant.
I know your favorite one.
Yeah. That restaurant, it's the best.
What meal you get from there?
Oh, pollo mole.
So it's chicken and mole?
Chicken and mole, yeah.
That's weird.
Mole is delicious.
Vegetables on the plate?
It comes with the regular Mexican, like fixins, okay. Like rice and stuff. Meat. This is something I hate about the Mexican fucking fast food chain or, restaurant chains, like sit down chains. Why does like the meals not come with like rice and like beans and stuff? Like you have to either choose rice or beans. It makes no fucking sense.
I noticed that.
Like I went to one, I can't remember what it's called, on the border. I went there. You have to choose what side.
You want, yeah.
Like, it should come with it all. Like, that makes no fucking sense.
I
want to
point out a picture and get that.
Yeah.
Like, I want this.
Yeah, I'm a kid. That's what I fucking want.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, literally.
I don't want to be like, oh, I got to pick my
side. No, Freddie, look at me. Make Mexican restaurants great again.
I love hole-in-the-wall Mexican.
Yes, those are the best.
The ones that make you shit after.
Like, family, Mexican family restaurants are so good.
We go to one downtown, and we get the fried burrito tacos. Mm-hmm. I'm stuttering because I'm thinking so fast. Like, I'm like,
yeah, is that the ones that are dipped in the sauce?
Yes. Oof. We get those. Oh my god. And it's family owned, and the owner's like really cool with us. He knows us and jokes around with us, but god, those are so fucking good.
I never had those.
But they make you shit after, because it's spicy. The sauce is spicy.
Mexican food be making you shit.
I don't understand why. It's because it's greasy. I think it's the grease.
But then my other one is sushi. I mean, you can get bad sushi. Like, I made the mistake of eating Walmart sushi one time. No.
Walmart makes sushi?
It's like, well, they have frozen sushi. I've never eaten frozen sushi. I would never.
Frozen sushi?
Yeah, there's bitches that eat frozen sushi. And there's sushi that's by.
To get fresh sushi.
Their sushi's good. And there's sushi, you know, at Walmart by, like, the sandwiches and stuff. And, like, the deviled egg, or not deviled egg, you know, that kind of shit. Yeah. They have sushi there. It's like a California roll or like a something, but don't do it. Nope.
Don't do it.
Okay. Or like gas station sushi. Mm-mm. But I love sushi. I've never went to like a sit down restaurant and had sushi that I did not like. Like, I like, and I'm not like a fishy kind of bitch. I'm not like, catfish. Mm. Which, I mean, you don't use catfish, you use seafood, but I love.
Huh? To go with what?
What do you mean?
You use
seafood for sushi. Seafood for sushi?
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping, I'm sorry.
Yeah, bitch, when we're going to Miami.
Oh, I'm eating swordfish, tuna, ahi tuna. Oh, my God, I love ahi tuna. It's the only fish. It's just raw tuna. It's the only tuna we eat. Like, it's like the fat, it's like meaty, it's like thick.
I really want to try swordfish. That's
the only raw fish I would eat. Swordfish. Panfish is good, too.
Let's so try
all of it. Panfish is just like an assorted sea fish, and they fry it in a pan. It's just pan fish. It's like a flat fish.
Oh.
But they're really good. Panfish is good. Swordfish is good. Mm-hmm. I want to try lionfish.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
I want to try it.
Or pufferfish. Wait, that's poisonous.
Yeah, that's poisonous.
I really want to try it now.
And Miami is all those Cuban restaurants. I'm excited about the Cuban
restaurants. Ooh, Cuban food. I love
Cuban food.
I've never had Cuban food.
Girl. It's just like Puerto Rican food, basically.
Puerto Rican food's good.
It's just like that. You know, Mexicans like spicy. Some Peruvians like spicy. No, some like kind of mild. But Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Dominicans like more, you know, plantanos, more.
Because you have island girls.
Literally, like more more tropical stuff, more sweeter side, not spicy, more flavor. We're more about flavor instead of spice, if that makes sense.
We can have spicy flavor.
But we love fucking fried plantains.
You're right on it.
You never had fried plantains? Fried plantains or, oh my god, boiled fucking plátanos. They're so good. Because it's so sweet and I smash them and I eat them with crackers. Mm.
Yes. Oh my god.
As we're in Miami, though, you do need, I'm going to go to this Puerto Rican restaurant I searched and found. It's this jam my mom used to get as a kid. It's like a guava and like fruit mixed jam. And you put it on a saltine cracker and you eat it. It's like,
we're going to a Puerto Rican restaurant?
Yes, this is a real...
What about them white girls that we're going with that don't eat no food except chicken tenders?
They can sit outside or just sit there and order some Sprite or something. I'm eating. But the Cubans are more like, oh, a Cuban sandwich is really good.
And it's just a sandwich, but it's cold?
No, meats are warm. It's warm.
Oh, yeah.
And they use, like, leftover meats, like... that's a Cuban sandwich. It's like leftover pork butt, leftover pork roast, like that kind of stuff.
So they're like conserving. Like,
yes, they're making. It's really fucking good though.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Ricans make a lot of Cuban sandwiches.
Okay, but it's a Puerto Rican sandwich. Put some olives on it.
Fuck you. Put some olives on it.
Puerto Ricans love olives. I love olives.
We love olives.
I'm technically adopted a Puerto Rican. So.
Oh yeah, you are. And we love, like, pigeon peas.
Pigeon peas?
Yeah, that's how you make arroz y gandules. The gandules are just, like, peas. Oh. Grandma made that. They're really good.
Okay.
And then, oh, those pasteles that Grandma made.
Oh, pasteles. We made them with her.
No, we made empanadas with her.
Oh, pasteles.
Pasteles was good. Wrapped in the banana leaf.
Pasteles. Oh, so good.
Those were so... But it's an acquired taste, and folks don't know that. It's like a tamale, but instead of using corn husk, we use banana leaves.
It has like a...
And then instead of masa, is smashed up green bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
So it's more on the sweeter, savory side instead
Wait, pasteles, she didn't have green bananas. So that was masa?
No. The pasteles she made in Connecticut and had them flown down here. So that's how... Those are already pre-made, just she had to boil them to heat them up.
Okay.
But I love pasteles.
Those were good.
Those empanadas were amazing, too.
So what's like what's your worst food experience? Golden Corral.
Always go to Corral, but we still go there.
You don't go to the Golden Corral to get like
you go there to get sick.
You go there, you're like, damn, I need to lose a few pounds. Let me go eat all this the fucking
every time
food.
We go there, I'm on the toilet for like 2 days after. But my worst food experience. McDonald's one time. You know, my meat has to be done.
Yeah.
I don't like saying no fucking pink. McDonald's one time they gave me, it's when they started that all of the quarter pounders are made fresh. So like, it's not like in the warm, it's like freshly.
Bitch,
made.
That they got some Play-Doh and they pulled it out. They formed it into a patty.
Fried it.
You know those hamburger making stations they have with Play-Doh? Yeah. That's how they make it at McDonald's.
But I bit into it. It was raw. The outside
okay,
was
Gordon
brown,
Ramsay.
But inside was
it's fucking raw.
It was raw. And I like threw up because like I can't do like raw meat, especially beef. And you know, like Angus and like Wagyu, I know is supposed to have some red to it because
yeah.
it's the type of meat. But it's McDonald's beef.
Like, yeah, they probably got parasites.
And even Angus, like, it was pink. And I was like, what the fuck?
They use those cows that are, like, crippled and, like...
They're, like, crippled?
they're like, disabled and shit. And they have three heads.
We'll take that one.
They got six anuses and two penises.
That cow right there can make about 600 burgers. Yeah, we'll take that one.
It's, like, six cows together. Six it's, like, a fucking alien cow.
But, yeah, that was my worst experience, and that's why I don't order...
Yeah.
Unless I'm drunk. And I tell the Uber driver to stop at McDonald's. And then I want to throw up anyway, so...
Which always.
What is your worst experience that you ever had?
A sauerkraut.
You don't like sauerkraut?
I fucking hate sauerkraut. So...
What have you had it on?
My parents tried to get... they didn't tell me what the fuck it was. So we had, like, hot dogs, and they would put sauerkraut on it. And, and they're like, oh, here's yours. I was like, okay. I was like, what is this? They said, like, oh, it's relish. It's like, okay. So I bite into it. Ugh! So fucking nasty. I almost fucking puke because I literally, it just tastes so fucking nasty.
Isn't it like pickled cabbage?
Yeah.
And like vinegar? So it's kind of like relish.
I was just like, ugh. Like, ugh.
I love sauerkraut.
I don't know. And I don't know. German food is just kind of nasty. I don't know. But
the German place we went here was good.
It was okay. It wasn't the best thing in the world.
I think I had the Schnitzel.
It made me feel like I was in Nazi Germany, and I did not like it.
Oh, bitch, I love the vibes. I thought the food was amazing.
No.
I love German food.
I think people... Here's something I hate. This is what I meant to say. White men who, like, are very proud of their German heritage, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm German. Okay,
okay.
Probably has a swastika on his butt cheek, like...
You're annoying, man.
Like one of your husband's friends?
He's not German, he's actually Polish.
Then why is he a Nazi? Anyways, I don't want to get murdered. beef tongue, because my mom...
You don't like cow tongue?
I guess I've never really had it, but my mom told me this story about how she was eating, she thought it was pot roast, and she's like, what is this? And they're like, it's beef tongue, and then she just puked her guts out.
She should have kept puking.
Shut the fuck up!
Have you ever had liver and onions?
Ooh, I can't do liver. Liver's
nasty.
Me either.
Fuck that shit. My husband and his grandma tear that shit up. I'm like, no.
I'm sure they do.
His
they
grandma,
fuck.
She made me a roast to eat as they had... Chicken liver. I can't do liver.
Ugh.
Gizzards. I love fried fucking gizzards, though.
Nope.
Have you ever had fried gizzards?
No, and I don't plan on it.
Fried gizzards is really good if you have some, like, you know, a black person to fry it, like, to bread it nicely and fry it.
Right.
I drown this in ketchup. What's the food item that you hate the most? Like, me, I hate coconut. I cannot fucking stand coconut. And my mom used to always get, like, these, remember those pink snacks that had...
Oh, snowballs.
Coconut on top?
Snowballs.
My mom loves snowballs and moon pies. Mm-hmm. I hate marshmallow, too. So, I hate coconut. I can't do coconut.
I can't...
That's why I hate when restaurants... When I have an option of grilled shrimp or fried coconut shrimp, I'm pissed off. Why can't y'all have just regular fucking fried shrimp? Why the fuck it gotta be coconut fried shrimp?
I can't think of something that I'd hate. I don't know.
Well, you named sauerkraut, but...
Well, that's not like a
food item. Oh, you hate meatloaf.
Oh, I thought you meant like a specific food item, like a like an ingredient. A food I hate, I don't hate meatloaf. I'll eat it. But I don't hate it.
What won't you eat, Fred?
Shut the fuck up.
No, you won't eat it because I made some and, like, you wouldn't eat it.
When?
I made, like, meatloaf.
Okay,
like,
but, friend, your food is kind of nasty. So you've improved on your food. I will say that. That should be a resolution.
My food is... I'm better making Hispanic food than I am making American food.
But you don't
food.
Fucking make it.
Because my husband doesn't like rice.
No, that's right. Hispanics do be making rice.
Like, I'm trying to make, you know, arroz y gandules. I'm trying to make, you know, fried pork chops and red rice and beans. That's what I'm trying to make, but my husband, he doesn't like that stuff. Oh, I made some pork chops in the
Your white ass husband don't like pork chops?
Not the ones I made. So I made some pork chops last night in the oven, and them bitches were rough as fuck. And I don't know how, because I had them in the oven for only 30 minutes.
I thought you said you were going to Hispanic food.
No, frying pork chops. Oh. Like, fried pork chops, I'm good at. But, like, baking and, like, American food, like, oh, I'm going to make
a meatloaf. A fried pork chop is American. I'm like, that's, I think of that as a pretty American.
It is American. I think that is a, southern, like, you know, right. Southern culture.
So, I don't
American food to me is, like, hamburgers, hot dogs, brats.
Which really isn't American because hamburgers are German.
You're right.
Hot dogs are maybe American. But the, I think they're based off of Wiener schnitzels.
Yeah, Wiener, yeah. We've learned a lot from other countries.
Oh, yeah, because the United States is a...
Full of...
Other immigrants. Races. It's almost as if... It's almost as if all of our families were immigrants. Oh, strange. Immigration. Who would have knew the United States was made out of immigrants? Huh, strange. So why don't we let other immigrants in here? Anyways, before we get political. But yeah, I guess sauerkraut. I cannot stand sauerkraut. I can't think of anything.
I'm going to have my husband make you, like, a good, like, fried hot dog and put some sauerkraut on it, and you'll like it. Because sauerkraut is amazing. Even sauerkraut on a burger, on a good, juicy burger, sauerkraut is good. It's just, like, it's pickled cabbage. Like,
maybe how are you,
like, pickled things? Like, pickled eggs and pickled...
Oh, I hate eggs. Oh, boiled eggs. I hate eggs.
Is it the smell or the consistency or what do you hate of it?
It's a little bit of all of it. And because my, my aunt would make the nastiest deviled eggs for, like, Thanksgiving and shit.
I hate bitches. How do people fuck up deviled eggs?
It's so easy.
You boil the egg, cut it in half, you take the yolk out, you mix that shit together with other shit, then you put it back in the egg.
I hate when they put, like, extra shit like, relish and fucking, banana peppers and fucking,
That's nasty.
Cayenne, fucking, I don't know,
I something else. I mix mine like. With mayonnaise and mustard and some paprika.
You, see, I would eat that.
Maybe. And some green onions on top. I just sprinkle it on top. Hmm. And then, it's just for color. And then you eat that. My husband's grandma, her devil eggs... Those be good.
I don't have any.
Oh, they're amazing. She cuts them long ways.
Long ways?
Instead of, you know, there's some people cut them half.
And then oh.
She cuts them this way and then fills them. And then, like, she mixes cheese in it and shit. It's good. And then one time she put, like, cream cheese in this to make it more fluffy.
What's your favorite, okay, breakfast food? Like, what is your favorite breakfast?
Omelets. I love omelets. My favorite is, like, an all-meat omelet add mushroom.
Ooh. Ooh, yes, mushroom.
I love mushroom. My husband hates mushroom, but I love mushroom.
I love mushrooms.
Like, I love mushroom gravy. I love mushroom soup. I love mushrooms on my omelets.
Like, in my broke era, I would get cream and mushroom soup, and I would put milk in it. And I would, you know, heat it up, and then I would get, like, buttered toast and just dip it in there. Ooh, it's so fucking good.
Oh, my God. And it fills you.
It feels good
for your soul. Fungus is good for you.
I don't know about that. Let's take mushrooms. We should take mushrooms on the air. on the podcast. Just take mushrooms.
A like, psychedelic mushroom? Yeah. Or a pink mushroom? A second. Girl.
My favorite, I love pancakes. I'm a pancake kind of girl. I'm an ultimate breakfast kind of bitch.
I love some meat, sausage. Waffles.
Oh, no, scratch that. Biscuits and gravy, my favorite fucking breakfast food of all time. I don't know what white bitch made that, but I want to kiss her pussy.
And where have you had your best biscuits and gravy besides your house?
Ooh, there was this restaurant. It was like a breakfast restaurant I went to with one of my ex. I can't remember what it was. But it was like so fucking good. Ugh.
So are you the type of bitch? I like homemade biscuits.
Yeah, homemade.
And gravy. I don't like canned biscuits and gravy.
Canned biscuits are okay, but from scratch biscuits.
I love
be
from scratch
different.
Because of how
my grandma
it
made
is.
The best biscuits.
My ex in Georgia, his grandma. That bitch threw down on breakfast food.
Yeah, because like they're all fat.
Yeah. No, her cooking was good. I love old white southern women cooking. It's like you feel the love in the food. It's not them rushing. It's like...
And you feel them side-eyeing you like, oh, is he going to steal?
Yeah. It's like my mom isn't old like that. But my mom's like egg and bacon sandwiches taste way better than mine's, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I think it's because my mom, like, she takes her time to like...
She put love in it.
Literally. And my mom's eggs are like the best fucking eggs. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's like food. And like, no one can cook like my mom. Or my grandma. I see some other bitches. My grandma makes the best, but I'm like, that shit is nasty. And folks' kitchens. My biggest pet peeve is animals being in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you have animals, I'm probably not going to eat at your house. Mm-hmm. Unless you're my family and I know you keep your kitchen out. Like, my dogs don't go in my kitchen.
Oh, yeah, you have a kid's game.
Fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. I refuse to have any type of dog or anything in my kitchen.
Yeah.
We have our tarantulas and our scorpions. They sit on the ledge leading into the kitchen.
Yeah, they got a whole fucking zoo.
But.
So what about, like, a lunch? Like, your, like, perfect lunch. What are you thinking of?
Oh, a hot sandwich and chips. Mm-hmm. I love chips and sandwiches. I love sandwiches. Like, mixing me, like, Shalosky's mm-hmm. or Jason's Deli, you know, mm-hmm. or, like, a deli. Subway ain't a deli. Subway is some franchise bullshit, which Shalosky's is too, but they're more, I guess, gourmet.
Mm-hmm.
But I love mom and pop's, like, sandwich places. It's like, yeah. There's one here in my town, the ice cream shop.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
also a sandwich shop, and oh my god, I just love sandwiches.
I like a classic little cheeseburger with some fries, maybe.
Bitch, you always get a burger.
I love
it. Wherever we go, you choose the messiest fucking burger and just, like, eat it so nicely.
I know. I don't know.
Like, you eat it just
because I'm a white bitch.
Like,
I'm
if
white
I would have grabbed that Mexican burger, I would have had that shit all over you. Here's you just.
Well, and I wipe my face. I'm one of those people. I don't like having stuff on my face. Well, unless
people
it's,
tell me because I'm from
unless
the
it's
north,
unless it's a man's cum on my face.
Bitch, you're gross. People tell me because I'm from the north. I'm kind of like.
Proper?
Weird. Yeah, because I don't like messy burgers.
Oh, yeah.
And this bitch is like, a burger's supposed to be messy and falling out your... I'm like, no, bitch, I shouldn't have shit running
you,
down my shirt.
You hold it properly.
I hold it with two hands. I bite, put down, wipe my mouth, move, bite, put
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Eat a fry.
That. That's what you do. Like, I hate... That's why I hate when folks, like, make my burgers messy. I'm just like, I don't want to eat this. Like... But there's some people, I like it with chili, and I want it this high, and
oh,
ah.
shit.
And I'm
bitch,
like,
we go to Vegas, we're going to Heart Attack Grill, bitch.
Ah, bitch, we're going to die.
We're going to die.
We're literally going to die.
But yeah, so that's what I like. So what about, like, a dinner? I'm thinking, my favorite is a fucking steak dinner. I love, like, a good steak.
I'm a big fan of steak.
Medium rare. You have your rich, someone rich buy it for you, so you don't have to pay for it. Like a sugar daddy. Any sugar daddy's listening, I'm free.
Oh my god.
And a load of baked potato. And
I love baked potatoes.
Like dessert, maybe like some cake or like a little cheesecake.
I love pie.
What about your dinner? What
oh,
you
sorry. I don't know why I'm not just waiting until my turn. I'm like talking when you were talking.
You're fine.
I'm so sorry being disrespectful.
You're fine.
My favorite dinner.
I'm so sorry about the train, by the way.
This is kind of kiddish, but I love fish sticks. That's what I'm having tonight.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Don't
everyone have a good day.
I love fish sticks, macaroni, and corn.
You're a fucking basic white bitch.
I love fish sticks, macaroni and corn. Like, whenever...
I love mac and cheese, though.
So, my mom, like, growing up, she was a stay-at-home mom for a long time.
Yeah.
And she, like, made, like, 5-course meals every night.
Damn.
So, we always had, like, a big dinner, like, 5-course meals.
Oh, so I see. You kind of like, like, not less complicated stuff.
We used to beg her and get really happy when she asked us what we wanted. We said TV dinners, and to her, I said, what, like, okay, whatever. Like, we used to beg our mom for TV dinners.
And we would beg I would beg mine. No, I don't want TV dinners.
Like, yeah, I guess, I like more, I guess that's why I love, like, chips and fucking sandwiches, like something simple instead of complicated.
Right.
I'll eat something big and complicated, of course. I'll eat anything, but yeah, I just love just simple things. My favorite dessert is pie.
Yeah,
lemon meringue pie or peach.
I'm not cobbler. A pie kind of bitch. I'm more of a cake bitch.
Girl, I love pie crust.
So like, what about like
and cookies?
Okay, the most white trash thing you'll eat. My favorite white trash food is fucking Sloppy Joe's.
I was gonna say that too.
Oh my, yes, I we love had Sloppy that Joe's. I love Sloppy Joe's. I haven't had one for a long time.
We have some meat if you want to take some home and some buns. Like, yeah, we still have meat. My husband made Sloppy Joe's, but gourmet. He melted cheese on it and buttered the buns. And
how does he make it? How does he make his Sloppy Joe's though?
With ground beef. I cheated and I got the manwich thing, but usually he makes it homemade with like the tomatoes and all that shit, though.
I do
cheddar sauce and all that.
I do ketchup, mustard, brown sugar.
There you go. He put brown sugar in his too,
and like pepper and stuff. If you want to get like
try
spicy
it with mustard, ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, and add that Worcestershire sauce in there. It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl, those are good.
I love Sloppy Joe's so much.
And chili cheese dogs. I love...
Oh, yes, yes, I love...
Chili cheese tots
from Sonic. Gosh, yes. I haven't had those before.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I've never had... It's like fake chili and cheese, but it's just the thought of, like, oh, my God, I'm having some nasty shit.
Okay, it's getting a little long, but we'll end it soon. But I've always been scared to eat Wendy's chili. Because, you know, you've heard the rumors of, oh, I found a finger in my chili.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi, are you the manager? Yeah, I found a finger in my chili. Like, oh, it scares me. And they use, like, the leftover meat, which is smart, but it's kind of nasty.
Remember when I ordered a taco salad, and they gave me chili with my salad? And I was like, I should have checked that, but I ate it, you know, whenever we made it home.
And then you're over there complaining, I'm just munching down on mine. I'm like, well, maybe.
What salad was yours?
I can't remember.
I think I got like a chicken salad.
I think I did too. Something
Who
salad.
Who would get a chicken salad? Okay, what's your favorite, like, drink to drink with a meal?
Soda would be a Coke. I love a Coke.
Coke is good.
Or Mountain Dew. Or like iced tea, like unsweet iced tea, which I just... flavored water.
That's
because
you grew up in the country. That's why you.
And like, I grew up drinking sweet tea, like sweet ass fucking tea, and
like pounds of fucking sugar in it.
Literally. So I can't drink sweet tea. It just tastes disgusting to me. But I love
old bitches tea. Here in Kansas. They love unsweet tea. Like when I worked up at the quick shop, the gas station, bitches would come in there and get the huge things.
Yeah.
They would fill it up with ice and then fill it up with unsweet tea. And I guess the ice will melt and make the sweet tea watery so it wasn't bitter.
Oh, yeah.
But they love that shit and just suck on that shit all day. I'm like, what the fuck?
You could be sucking your husband. Maybe he'll stay with you, but you're sucking on that butt. Okay.
There's a lot of old bitches who husband cheat on them with a bitch who would do shit that they wouldn't do. But,
me.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so we went over dessert. We went over our favorite foods. What's your favorite snack?
If you're thinking, like, cat, little, like...
Cat.
Snack.
I was gonna say cat.
I had a stutter moment. I had a dumb moment. Snack cakes. I would say, like, a Zinger. Or I really love almonds.
What are Zingers?
You've never had a Zinger? It's like a ho-ho, but it's like, it's like a little cake. It's like a Twinkie, but it's like it comes in different flavors, and it's filled, and then it has like a frosting on top of it. It's just like a little cake. They're cute.
I never had, like, any
Or mini donuts. I fucking love mini donuts. Chocolate mini donuts are fucking good.
Those are yummy.
I love them, like, eat the outside first, and then...
Until they... You leave them in your car, and then they melt, and then you still have the bag, and you...
And then you still eat them, because you're a fat bitch.
My favorite snack like that would be...
Cookies.
I'm a fan of soft cookies, like, you know, like big ice cookies.
I thought you were about to say you're not a fan of cookies.
And then Oreos, but, like, Chips Ahoy and shit, I don't like.
Oh, yeah, I don't like crunchy cookies.
But I like, I don't know, because I never ate, like, Twinkies and Ho-Hos. I think it's called, like, a Daredevil or something, It's like a chocolate cake in between, and then there's
Yes.
I like those, and then I like, oatmeal cream pies.
Ooh, yes. Or the peanut butter wafer thingy, what are they called?
Nutter butter?
Yes! Those are so fucking bussin'.
I like those, too.
Those are bussin'. Or the cosmic brownies.
It tastes like wax to me.
I know. It tastes so good.
He's like, I know. Okay. What is your favorite condiment? Mine is barbecue sauce.
This is gonna sound so white. And I apologize.
It better not be what I'm thinking.
I love mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is so... just putting mayonnaise on a fucking burger or something, it just is so good.
Mayonnaise is good, but I wouldn't have that as my first choice. Like, I love mayonnaise.
Or ranch. A specific ranch. It has to be that, like the kind of thin ranch.
Hidden Valley? No, that's thick. The store brand is thin.
Yeah, you have to... The one you have to make yourself.
The wishbone. Oh, the mix and you add the water.
Yeah, I haven't found a thin ranch that's in, like, a bottle.
Yeah, they're thick. You're right.
But you know what kind of
ranch you're talking about. Yeah, I know
exactly what you're talking about. It's so fucking
good. Ugh. My favorite snack, like, if I'm just, like, got some shit in the house, is cutting up some tomatoes and putting some salt on them.
Yes, I fucking love...
Or a tomato sandwich.
I love tomato sandwich.
With mayo.
With mayo. And some cheese. That's what I... Yeah. I love a tomato sandwich.
And then a bacon and mayo sandwich.
Oh, wait, you have a food allergy, right? You're allergic to pineapple?
Pineapple.
Are there anything else that you're allergic to? So I know what to give you?
Hate you, bitch.
I'm just kidding.
It's pineapple, and it has to be real pineapple. I'm not allergic for some reason to the artificial pineapple.
Bitch, remember when we were at the club and you got a pineapple Malibu? I have a video of it.
But I'm able to drink those sometimes, and I don't swell up, and I think it's because they don't put a lot of stuff in it. But that one time, it had so much, like, I could smell the pineapple. I eat pineapple sometimes.
I love pineapple.
I love them, but I
smell them. Makes it taste good.
Bitch, you ain't shit. But I love peaches now.
He giving his husband a little
bit. What's your favorite fruit? Besides pineapple.
I don't know. Maybe grapes.
What color?
Green grapes. White
grapes. Period. I love seed or seedless?
Seedless.
Your basic bitch.
I don't want
grapes. Is supposed to be a struggle. You're supposed to bite in and be like, I forgot they got seeds in them.
Or cherries. I love cherries. Oh my god, cherry season is the best. And with the pits. Ooh. I love a good cherry. Like
wait,
cherry.
The cherries that. So not the.
The bag, the cherry bags.
From Walmart?
Yes.
Oh, I love that season. Get my mom those in their season and she'll love you forever. Like, just buy her like 20 bags. And she'll smash us all in one day.
Yes. And pistachios, too. And they stay a while.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I love having them as a snack. Oh, but why I asked you about your food allergy is I was allergic to tomatoes.
And then what happened?
I love tomatoes. I would just keep eating tomatoes. And it wasn't like I was, like, deathly allergic, like I didn't need an EpiPen or anything. But, like, my face would turn so fucking red.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm a crazy bitch.
Or maybe your mom was like...
poisoning me? What if my mom had... She had Munchausen by proxy?
It was pretending that you were allergic to it.
I'm fucking dead.
Because she wanted
to... I low-key want to be in that. I want to be Gypsy Rose. But not like kill.
What the fuck?
Not like that. Not like that. No, but I want someone to like be like, oh, you're sick. I'm like, okay. And like shave my head and stuff. I want to be like a doll. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're sick.
I love Gypsy Rose. I want her autograph. She shouldn't be in prison.
She should. She killed someone. She should be in prison.
She killed her kidnapper. That bitch tried her.
Her mom?
Yeah. Her mom deserved that shit.
How
fuck
was
that mom
her kidnapper?
kept her and, like, would beat her ass and shit and domestically abuse her.
So, you kill her?
Fuck that fat bitch. Yes. She should be dead.
No, no one...
Fuck that fat bitch.
No, she shouldn't have killed her. I don't believe she should have went to prison. I think she should have went to, like, a health place. Like, a...
The man that killed her. Yeah, he deserves to be in prison.
Is he in prison?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's in prison. He's actually... I think he's hot. Hold on. No, I won't look it up. I heard he's hot. There's a...
In the movie, he was hot.
you mean the TV show?
I think they made a movie too.
Oh, they made a movie?
No, I'm tripping. Oh. I'm thinking of another movie.
Oh. The act is y'all look up the act on Hulu. We're not sponsored.
Ooh. Oh, no.
But go watch it.
No, go watch it.
If any sponsors listen to this, can we get some sponsors? Because I could get ads now, but there ain't no ads for me to do, so.
If we can have Adam and Eve sponsor us.
Oh my god, Adam and Eve or Fort Trough. I'm telling you.
Cell block, if you guys want to.
Any gay thing, we will do like a product review or something. Like, we'll like tell you about like, just, I don't know.
On our next show, we need to talk about some of our gay apparel and where we got them and like.
Yes. We really do. Yes. But yeah, I think that's the end of the show. This is a longer one, so I guess this is for you guys who have been
fun.
Complaining.
We hope you guys had fun and you have fun listening. And that, yes. You shine bright like a diamond. And
yes, Brianna.
And you just stay blessed and beautiful.
Yes. And but yeah, send it to our email, gaybestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Gay besties. All right, bye.
Bye. God damn it, I do that every fucking time. Hold on.
But you're retarded.